You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
0-2 to Sadon. Strike away from evening the series. Bednar's ready. He throws. And Sadon drives one high into right field. Judge back at the track. Judge at the wall is there to make the play. And the Yankees win it 4-3. Almost for Sadon, but a night of missed opportunities for the Red Sox. A two-out walk in the eighth inning leads to the game-deciding run, and it is all on the line tomorrow here in New York.
High noon, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Tomorrow, Keefe, is now tonight.
Oh, boy, when game, you put it that way.
Game three, WEEI. You got Will.
Yep.
You got Lou. You got Brooksy.
Nervous.
They come nervous with Red Sox pregame coverage 608. Yeah, I'm a little
scale
nervous.
Scale of sure. 0 to 100, 100 being the most nervous you've ever been.
Yep.
0 being not nervous at all.
Okay.
Well, how nervous?
Let me just check my pants real quick.
Yeah, that's a good factor.
86.
86?
Yeah, I want to go a little higher than the 100. Yeah.
Yeah.
I say you missed an opportunity to say 85.
Damn it.
You didn't.
I wanted to go higher than his scale. Nope. I should have.
Yeah.
You over there?
87. Yeah.
Outflanked again. Henry over here, Keith over there.
Mousetrapped.
Jones
got mousetrapped.
Sandwiched right in between.
Yeah, no, real nervous, though. It is, last night was not a great feeling. And we knew it. Watching the game one, you were like, it was not a great feeling for a while, but it was super intense, super entertaining. And then you got the win, so you're feeling great about it. And then the reverse happened in game two, and you're just watching the idiot Yankee players acting like they just won the World Series. You got the idiot fans that you always see every day at Yankee Stadium. And you're like, you can't lose this series.
Well,
you just can't.
You had that game last night. You just send the guy from third, or if Duran could just catch.
All you had to do, a couple of basics.
Or if Rafaela could pop down a bunt.
Yeah. Fly ball. Yeah, you know what? When you put it that way, when you can't catch a fly ball or drop it down a bunt, do you deserve to win?
No, I mean,
probably not.
You do, but that's a game they could
but
have.
But they squandered some chances.
They could have, yeah, and maybe should have won, but then flip it around. Did they deserve it the way they played? Probably not.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't be here tonight if they could do the fundamentals. Mm-hmm. So you can discuss all day long, 617-779-7937, all the way up until Red Sox pregame, a little after 7 o'clock. Again, first pitch at 8:08. We were looking ahead a little bit to Patriots and Bills at the end of last hour. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI, presented by Paramount+. Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. To get started today, good day to watch the league on Sunday leading up to Pats and Bills on Sunday night in Buffalo. Every Thursday, Keith, at high noon.
That's right.
We go on the clock. We give you 60 seconds on something. Our stamina and our focus is really...
whatever it might be.
Honestly, unbelievable.
60 seconds, a lot longer than you might think.
It's, you know, you're huffing.
When you're on the clock like
you're
that.
You're huffing and you're puffing is what you're doing.
Sure.
So let's tell the people how the Red Sox are going to win tonight in Game 3. Okay. 60 seconds each. Let's give Keith first ups.
All right. Here's how the Red Sox win. First thing you do is you leave Kyle Hudson at the hotel. You're going to do something a little bit different. You're going to do like in high school where the last batter to get out is going to coach third for that inning. And then you just rotate through. You feel like you have a better chance. Also, Alex Cora, greater than Aaron Boone. I think this series or this is going to come down to some of the decisions made by the managers, and the Red Sox have the advantage there. I'm looking for a good Connolly early start. I think about five innings from Connolly early, and then it is a kitchen sink, all hands on deck. You can use either phrase you want. It's going to be one of those type of games. Peyton Tolley maybe against some of these tough lefties. Aroldis Chapman might have to throw two innings in this one. And then I'm having Jarren Duran try to make up for his bad series so far. Let him lead off. Give him the confidence there with Story and Bregman hitting behind him. You got Yoshida in the lineup to start tonight against a righty. You got Lowe in there starting against a righty. So I think you have a better hitting lineup tonight, which is going to give you the best chance possible to beat the Yankees and advance on to the ALDS.
I gotta tell you, Keith has some great, just unorthodox plans.
Yeah.
Like Breslow, who I like.
Yeah.
He needs a trade deadline. What were we calling him again? We had a name for him.
Oh, like a trade deadline expert, because Breslow himself is the chief extension officer.
That's what it is.
That's all he can really do.
Yeah. He's the CEO of the Red Sox, the chief extension officer. Yeah. That's what you're in charge of.
So he needs to hire somebody that is solely in charge of trade deadlines.
He's good at offseason trades, too.
No, but I'm saying trade deadlines.
Trade deadline is someone else.
It kind of gets away from him at the end of July.
And you are leaving Kyle Hudson.
Yeah.
Huddy,
keep him home.
Leave him at the hotel. Yeah. Watch the game if you want. Hit up the hotel bar. Do whatever you want.
Let somebody else coach third tonight.
And have the last hitter of the inning coach third base.
Yeah, so in this, I would have Sogard in there tonight, so I would start the game with him over there at third base.
I would go Romy.
Either way, they're over there doing the signs, all that stuff.
That's a good plan.
You know, what's the indicator? I'm going to touch my belt, and then I'm going to touch my crotch. And then
what
I'm
happens if they
the
bat
hat.
Around?
Hat.
Yeah. How are we telling Rafaela to bunt? We're not. Don't worry about it. We don't have to relay that. Okay, so good plan there from Rich Keefe.
Thank you.
If you have plans of your own, you can dial us up, 617-779-7937. You're probably not conditioned for 60 seconds. We'll give all of you 30 seconds out there on the clock if you want it. Meantime, let's give you my plan here tonight. All right, here is how the Red Sox beat the Yankees tonight in Game 3 in just 60 seconds. I'm going to start by manifesting, Keith.
Oh!
Picture the Yankees. They're dumb fans. They're dumb players. Chisholm, Cruz, the look on their face when they lose tonight. You're going to silence that stadium because, remember, you dominate this team. You've won 9 of 11 games in the postseason. You've won 3 straight series in October. And part of that is because Aaron Boone stinks. Wait for a mistake. Capitalize. He's going to make one. I'm not Cora's biggest fan, but they have a big edge there. Can't lose to a guy named Cam Schlittler. As we told you, his whole family has abandoned the Red Sox. Don't lose to that guy. Connolly early needs to give you innings tonight. I don't know who's up in the bullpen. Early at bare minimum has to go further into the game than Brian Baio. I, like Keith, want the lefties back in there. Yoshida, Abreu, Lowe all need to be in the lineup. Duran, mark it down, will atone for his mistake with a big play tonight on the bases or with the bat. And finally, win it for Hogdale. This is his opportunity. Don't you dare blow it, you a-holes. Win it for Hogdale.
Yeah, that's right. Win it for Hog.
This is his chance.
It's his absolute chance. He's making the most of it.
He's doing a great
job. Got to give him a win on the big stage, though.
Don't get knocked out after a couple of games here with Hog at Barstool headquarters.
No, you got to get
keep it rolling through Toronto.
Let him advance.
Seattle in the ALCS.
Yeah, World Series.
A month of Hog.
Let's go.
Let's go, boys.
Don't you dare blow it.
I know.
For our precious Hogdale.
Rumor is he's going to join us again for another preview tonight.
He's a busy man.
I know he is.
He's a busy man, but I think we're going to get another Hog Vision Board.
Good.
In the grab bag.
He nailed it game one.
Game one Vision Board, good.
Yeah.
Game two, probably throw that one in the trash.
That's fine.
But game three, we'll get another Hog Vision Board coming up.
I'm looking forward to it very much.
So just don't you dare blow this for our precious, precious Hogdale. Real quick, Keith, I know your stance on this.
Yeah.
And I think people could infer from your 60-second plan to beat the Yankees here tonight. Who are we blaming for last night?
Kyle Hudson,
got it.
The third base coach for the Boston Red Sox. It is his fault.
Huddy.
We don't talk about him a lot, nor should we, right? Like, usually it's just those guys, the calls, the handful of calls that they have in a game, and sometimes it's even less than that, and you make the right one, and then you go from there, right? And you had mentioned earlier in the show how aggressive overall the team was. You know, they pull Brian Baio out early. And, Coro's almost managing the game like they were the ones facing elimination.
Yep.
And even in game one, some of their great, Nick Sogard legging out a double and Trevor Story stealing a base late in the game. Like, these are really aggressive moves that paid off for them. Then this one, you have the most passive move of all time, being like, stay on the bag, stay on the bag. Like, why? We've watched that 100 times now. there's no argument for that being the right decision. It was 3-2, two outs with a guy who is a speed demon on second base, and a ball is hit up the middle. The second baseman has to dive onto the ground trying to get the third out at first. So he's clearly not going to throw it home. He's trying to get the third out, and then he's throwing to a first baseman who doesn't throw well. So you add all that together, and it's insane. And so that one I blame the most. There was a lot to go around. You have a left fielder dropping a pop fly. You have a hitter who can't bunt. You have a starter who can't go three. So don't get me wrong. There's a lot of different fingers to be pointed at, but or players to point your finger at. But I would say Kyle Hudson's at the top.
And I do feel, you know, I don't want to pile on the third base coach and make him like the scapegoat for losing a game. As you just said,
there's a pile of stuff.
Bayo sucked. Cora, I think it's a second guess, but Cora, the reason he had to lean on Whitlock for too long, which he did and deserves blame for, is because he yanked his starter in the third inning.
Yeah.
So, and the reason that we're not sure who's available in the bullpen is because he did all that. So Cora's on my list. Rafaela can't bunt. Duran can't catch. You know, never mind all the ground out double plays where they had guys on base. Yeah. And they screwed. So, like, I want to blame all of them too. But the reason they lost, the singular reason, if you want to boil it down, Nate Eaton didn't score.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'm still baffled. I was sitting in my living room forever going, I can't believe they didn't score on that play last night. As I've said multiple times today, I was waiting for the scoreboard to update. They cut to Eaton at third. I couldn't believe it. I thought for sure.
Of course.
He scored.
Well, then you're trying to figure out why he wouldn't have. And you're like, oh, and then I'm like, am I wrong? Like, maybe there was one out.
Did he break his leg?
Did he slip around third base? Did he fall? Or what? I don't know what happened.
So Gordo of the Play Tessie podcast, check that out on the Odyssey app. I think put some good numbers to what Keith said. Now, remember the situation. There's two outs.
Yep.
It's a full count.
Yep.
So you're going with contact. You can go with the pitch. Forget contact.
Yeah, you're going.
So as he tweets out, if Jazz Chisholm fields that cleanly on a ground ball, inning's over. No harm, no foul. You're taking off and going hard into third and rounding third.
Yeah. You...
If the throw gets away like it did.
Yeah.
If you were going hard around third base and Hudson was waving him in, shout out Twitch chat, Wendell Kim style.
Yeah.
If you're waving him home.
Rest in peace.
Eaton scores easily.
He's waving him home in the sky.
Waving him in from the sky.
Yep.
Wave him in, Wendell.
Yep.
If Yoshida beats a clean throw, okay, this is a clean throw in a fantasy land, an alternate universe, where it's a great throw.
Yeah, yeah.
Rice, as Gordo points out, first percentile arm strength. That is horrible.
That's the bottom.
Is there a zero percentile?
I don't think so.
Okay, so first
percentile. He has the worst arm at first base.
He has to turn from a stretch and make a perfect strike to Eaton, who is 98th percentile sprint speed home. You have a speed demon on the bases.
Right.
You have a guy who can't throw it first.
Noodle arm at first.
Two outs.
Yeah, Usain Bolt
full
on the
bases. Tie game. Offense scuffling.
Yeah.
All the Devers people out there are like, they can't score. They struggled to score. You got to be aggressive there. Chisholm dives, takes forever, knocks it down. Great play. Takes forever, bounces it to first. Rice doesn't field it cleanly. How you don't score there is baffling until you realize the third base coach didn't send him. So I would have him top of the list as well.
Yeah, that was demoralizing because it just for so many reasons. I mean, you watch the replay. He is at or past third base while Jazz Chisholm has the ball.
It's staggering.
Like, he has the ball. So you're like, and it's not zero outs or one out, right? That obviously changes the equation. So this was... That was very frustrating. And then Trevor Story did everything he could with the next at bat, still almost hit a grand slam, and then we wouldn't have been talking about this. You would have been off the hook. We would have been like, oh, they're up, and like it would have been great. But
that Cruz clown would never celebrate like he did.
Oh my God.
That was embarrassing.
I do hope we see that guy again.
That was embarrassing and maddening.
Yeah.
What if the next time anyone homers off him, Keith, whether it's tonight, probably not.
Yeah.
Right? Hasn't he pitched in two straight games? Maybe he's available.
I mean, let's see him.
Somebody socks it down. I don't care. Somebody legs out an infield hit on him. I hope they're celebrating on this guy like
he
celebrated last night.
I don't think he pitched game one.
Oh, so I thought he did.
No, I don't think so. So he had 14 pitches yesterday.
I thought he did. I thought he came in for Weaver when Weaver sucked. No?
Call me. I don't know. I don't think so.
He certainly didn't celebrate like that.
No, so I think we would have known. But, somebody, talk about Cadillac and around the bases. You can walk if you'd like, or you can do the worm if you'd like. You can do the electric slide if you want. Just do take your sweet time getting around the bases, because that guy just won the World Series last night.
He did pitch in game one.
Yeah, I thought so. So
He's
pitched two games in a row.
Two-thirds of an inning.
But anyway, maybe he's up.
He didn't.
If you get a hit off of him, celebrate off that guy.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Real quick, text line. Actually, a bunch of people on the text line. Oh, this one's a joke. It's not the third base coach. It's Eaton's bookie. Sorry. it's on Eaton. As a player, you got to know when to go. So I don't think that's in his field of vision where that play is. That's
the play is behind him. The
that's
ball
what
is
I'm
behind
saying.
Him.
And it's entirely on the third base coach. You're reading your coach.
Yeah.
If he's waving you in, you go. If he's telling you to stop, you don't know what's happening behind you.
No.
He's telling you to stop.
Yeah, and this isn't like one of those like scouting report things where like the manager can tell Nick Sogard and everybody, hey, a little hit to right field. If you think Judge is going to field it, take a chance and go to second. That's like managing. That's like ahead of the game. This is, he doesn't know where the ball is or whatever. He also stopped him.
Correct.
Right? Like, that's a big difference, right, between just, like, standing there and not doing anything, and you're like, Eaton needs to be more aggressive. Eaton is flying towards third base. He's running as fast as he can. He can't be, like, turned his head all the way around to second base to see what Jazz is doing with it and then see what First is doing with it. When we asked Bradford about it, he was talking about, maybe he had heard some criticism, like, Eaton should have gone once the ball squirted free, which is not our argument at all. He should have been off and running anyway, and that just would have made him stand up. Right, like it might have been a play. Like had Rice caught it, it would have been like a dive head first into home. But once the ball squirts away into like the first base coaching box, then he could have stood up.
617-779-7937. Bunch of you waiting patiently here with a big game tonight. You can discuss all day long on WEEI. Victor is in New York City. Hello, Victor.
All right, Victor.
Last night was just brutal. I mean, I was down the third baseline. I was there. And I had all my friends texting me, hey, what happened? Because I guess they didn't see on the replay why Eaton didn't score. And it was I just have to explain it. Basically, he was running towards third. He looked up at the play, and the third base coach was holding him, right? When the ball trickled away, that's when the third base coach told him to go. But by that time, he was frozen. It looked like he was almost scared to go.
Yeah,
third base coach needs to be, it's like you guys said, that third base coach needs to be left at the hotel or just send them back to Boston.
All right, well, Victor, maybe you can meet him at the bar tonight.
You can take the bus back.
Yeah.
You can take like that $15 bus back here.
Yeah, the Fenghua doesn't exist anymore.
No, that is a shame.
Fenghua was Chinatown to Chinatown for like $5.
I took the Fenghua.
There's a more recent vintage Chinatown to Chinatown. I forget the name of it that I've taken since. Yeah,
you can
go
on that.
Lucky Star, maybe? But yeah, he could take that.
Yeah.
John Henry needs to save some money. But no, the idea, I Bradfo said this and the caller just said this, once the ball squirted away, he's already been held up and stopped. Like at that point, you do hold him because it's Trevor Story.
I don't blame him for not running at that point.
No, me either. And plus, especially considering who's up. I mean, Story was a monster last night. He didn't come through in that specific spot, but he hit the crap out of it.
Yeah.
Harder than any Yankees hit a home run in this series and farther than any Yankees hit a home run. So you didn't want to make it out at that point. Once he had already stopped and the ball squirted away, but he should have been already going. Ryan's in New Jersey. This is an interesting question that I hadn't considered. Go ahead,
what
Ryan.
We got?
Actually, I realized when I was on hold that this is a bad question. Heal is not on the roster.
Oh, they left him off the roster?
He pitched Sunday.
He just pitched.
Yeah, they left off the roster because he pitched Sunday.
Oh, so that's why.
Right. But I would have said Boone's an idiot. He should start Heal because the Red Sox can't hit him. But they left him off the roster, so I'll modify the question. Do these guys just way overthink this? Why do you need like the seventh throwaway reliever? Why wouldn't you keep him on the roster in case Stifler's mom or whoever this guy is, I've never heard of him, comes in and gets bombed and is down by four, you know, in the third inning? Couldn't you have Heal pitch two innings, like, you know, all hands on deck, throw day, something like that? I don't understand why they make this so freaking complicated with these rosters.
I didn't realize he wasn't on the roster. He pitched on September 28th, so he would be on 3 days rest to pitch tonight. Yeah. But could he be available in a bullpen situation? He should be on the roster.
He probably should be on the roster.
But he's pitched very well twice against the Red Sox this year.
True, but isn't Schlittler had a better season than Heal did?
Schlittler had a good, it was a good year for Schlittler.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, like neither guy pitched a full season. Like they right.
No, but Heal just it was like 2 weeks ago. Just had a monster start. I thought at Fenway. I forget where the game was, but yeah, he just had a really good start against them.
I mean, in 11 starts, he has a 3.32 ERA. Schlittler in 14 starts has a 2.96.
Can I? If you want to think about or discuss overthinking something, and I know Cora's already said early starting, so I guess it's out the window. Should there be any thought to, and this occurred to me again, we were talking about this after the show yesterday, and Bradfo, when we were talking to him, it jumped back into my head. Should there be any thought to starting with a righty out of the bullpen, Weissert or somebody like that, before you go to early, just because you know you're facing Judge right off the top? Like, I don't know if I love early against Judge, second batter of the game.
No. And I guess yeah, who is that guy? I guess because I think
the idea yesterday that was floating around, I think this was also Gordo, was Greg Weissert.
No, so Judge is obviously terrifying, but I feel like I'm still going to start the lefty because I think their better lineup has Ben Rice and Jazz Chisholm in it. We just saw it the first two games, so that puts a little bit more back on them, being like, all right, this isn't
even against the lefties. If Early came in after the first inning.
No. My point is, like, those guys are better, but I think you play this game now with Boone being like, we're starting Early, and he's not an opener. We think he's going to go for a few innings, fingers crossed. So what are you going to do? Are you going to put these lefties out there and have them have a couple of tough at-bats first, or are you not going to do that?
Judge also looking at it. Judge has two hits and three at-bats against Weissert. So scrap that. We know it's Early going tonight anyway.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, this way, I think the Yankees, you know, they would probably rather have a right-hander out there. And then now that you start the lefty, and then he might even go a couple times through the order, you have a decision to make. Do you want to piss off Jazz Chisholm, or do you want to piss off the fan base by not putting him in there, even though like your matchup's probably better without him, like he did in game one?
Not putting it. All Yankees fans have to be clamoring for Ben Rice in there, too.
100%.
Chisholm, you know, was pissed after the game the other night when he wasn't in there.
No, so it's like, I like this. It's like the game within the game, little chess play. I think starting Connelly early is the best decision for a couple of reasons. One, I think he's the best guy you have available that might go more than an inning, first of all. So I'm okay with that. And then also just matchup-based, I'll take it. You're right. You're going to be sweating the at-bats against Aaron Judge.
Yeah, a rookie lefty at Yankee Stadium against Judge in the first inning. I don't feel great about that, but
this is maybe the first chapter in the Connelly early book that we look back and be like, remember when he is his postseason debut, he shut down the Yankees.
617-779-7937. We'll get into more of your second guesses. We'll get into the matchups tonight in Game 3. I'm very curious, and I don't think it's going to happen during our show, what Boone's lineup is going to be, exactly what Keith was talking about. Does he cave and put the lefties in there, or does he do what I think would be the right thing that he got a lot of flack for in Game 1 and start with his right-handed batters? We'll get to that, plus the pitching matchup tonight. Early v. Schlittler. Who has the advantage? Stay tuned.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Alex, on the broadcast, they seem to think that Nate could have scored when the ball gets away from Rice. What did you think?
That's their opinion. You know, I think it's easy from up there say that he should have could have scored. You know, they're not down there with us.
Look, I know what Cora's doing.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to throw Huddy under the bus, Keith. Bus that he should be taking back to Boston from New York. He doesn't want to throw him under that bus.
Correct.
But, like, what? Since when does any of that matter? Oh, you're not down there with us, so you don't know.
Did you ever coach third, Jones?
No, I could say I've never coached third base in a Major League
Baseball
game. Not
a Major League game, but no. As you said earlier.
High school game, sure.
Yeah,
Legion game.
Yeah, sure.
Legion ball.
Yeah.
But also, not to throw anybody under the bus, whoever asked the question asked it poorly, because it's not that, when the ball squirted out, he should have scored. It was that whole play he should have scored.
Fair.
So when you ask Cora like that, it'd be like, once the ball got away. Yeah, you're almost like excusing away the hold. And you're just being like, hey, when it went away, shouldn't he have sent him? It's like, well, yeah, at that point he kind of did, and he's wrong. We had a texter point. I was like, guys, he was waving him the whole time. Wrong. There's plenty of videos where
he was not waving
him
the whole time. He eventually waved him.
He waved him when the ball squirted out. He kind of like panic waved him, and maybe he even thought to himself, oh, I really screwed this up. And honestly, that would have been a bang-bang play. Ben Rice doesn't throw it well. Nate Eaton runs fast, but he had put the brakes on is the problem.
I still think Eaton might have scored.
He might have.
But that would have been, as you said, a bang-bang play, and now it's like, okay, Trevor Story's still up. It's still bases loaded. It feels like they're unraveling. That I get more. No, the issue is, and you're right, that was a bad question. Maybe that's why Bradfoe answered what he did earlier. It wasn't about the ball squirting away. It was about the whole. He should have been going the whole time.
The whole time.
He never
two outs.
He never should have slowed down, except the third base coach held him up. But okay, we're not down there, Alex. So I guess we can't second guess anything.
Oh, I'm first guess.
The precious manager can't second guess anything the manager does.
Yeah, but he wasn't the worst member of the coaching staff yesterday.
No. And again, it's such an outlier because Cora does manage so aggressively in these games.
Yeah,
and then you have that decision by not Cora at third, but an extension of his coaching staff at third, and it just didn't align with anything. And so I still think that's the moment to blame last night. What would you have second on the list? Is it Rafaela?
Duran.
So Duran drop.
Duran drop, yeah, because that allowed a run. And then I know Story immediately tied the game.
Well, that's what I was going
to
say.
So who knows how butterfly effect it works, but if they get out of that inning and then Story homers, then you're up 3-2 instead of tied 3-3.
Also
true. I would say Duran dropping up because it's just a fly ball. I mean, you could also argue it's just a bunt.
I guess I put more emphasis on Rafaela.
Yeah.
And I know some people blame Cora more than I do on that.
Yeah,
I know there was a huge debate on Greg's show this morning. But because it happened later in the game, they had already overcome the Duran mistake. I get what you're saying. Like, they would have been up if Story homers and Duran never drops that ball. So I understand that. I'm not excusing the Duran play. It was a huge, significant, massive mistake that he should catch 1,000 times out of 1,000. But the pop bunt. And the only thing I'd blame Cora for it is it was the second pitch of the at-bat. He fouled off the first one, Wiggy. And it didn't look right, and Cora stuck with it. Like, if Cora wanted to bunt there, he saw how it worked. He should have called it off. That's the one thing I'd blame Cora for. But largely, Rafaela has to get that bunt down. It's second and third with one out. And now, in theory, you're rolling.
Yeah.
So that bothered me more than even the Duran play, but they were both significant screw-ups.
Now, Rafaela did have three bunts in the regular season. Now, they also, in 6,206 plate appearances for the team.
Ooh, can I guess how many times they bunted all year?
Yeah.
All year?
Yeah.
Seven! Got to be over that.
6,206 at plate appearances.
Play it again, Erica Stig. Seven!
13.
13? That's it?
They had 13 bunts.
What difference?
They had 13 sacrifice bunts this year.
That's how much they bunted all year. Sack bunt.
Yep.
All year.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Wiggy made this point.
Now,
constantly.
Rafaela is at the top of the list. So, like, I kind of go back and forth, I guess, on that. Like, clearly, he was able to execute it earlier in the year, but he was way over his skis yesterday. The first attempt was a bad attempt, and then the second one was even worse.
Just a pop. I mean, at least he didn't hit him with a double play.
Yeah, well,
like,
true.
That's the one
But no, the one I think Wiggy's best point this morning, not the whole debate about what happened on the first pitch.
Yeah, was me and him arguing Superman versus Hulk. Like
that was honestly, he was winning me over a little bit.
Okay.
Keith had to resort to ChatGPT to defend
his
stance.
No, I was just pointing out some other metrics that would suggest Superman would win.
I did think that was, 10-9 on the scorecard, Wiggy.
Fine.
But when it comes down to the idea that Cora never bunts. He never bunts.
No, it's not a big bunt
extra
guy.
Extra innings with a guy on second, yeah. Cora doesn't bunt.
Which is odd, because Wiggy also
was
is very,
out of character there.
Wiggy's also pro small ball. He wants them to bunt all the time.
He did lose me there, because this is where it's like I wanted Cora to bunt in all those spots, so I didn't have a problem with Cora putting the bunt on.
Yeah.
The only issue I have with Cora is, number one, it is out of character, but I think you should have done it more. And number two, after you saw that first pitch and how awkward it looked,
right,
and how Raffaello was lunging out of the strike zone, call it off.
Do you think they ask him to bunt tonight?
No.
Same situation?
No, probably not.
No. I mean, this is a guy. Yeah, he's streaky. He's got a little bit of pop to him. That's the other thing. In this ballpark,
didn't you want him swinging there?
I did. I did.
Now,
I really
selfishly,
did.
I have to recuse myself. I had a bet going on Raffaello last night, so I absolutely wanted him swinging there.
So I can't square this one away, but it's like, because the runs have been at a premium, but it's also Yankee Stadium, where you feel like any second, anyone in any both lineups can sock a dinger. So you're like, as a sacrifice bunt playing for one run.
His weak fly ball in the ninth inning almost left.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
That's true.
So that's what I'm like, I don't know.
I thought that was gone off the bat.
Like, do you have to manage a little bit differently based on the ballpark? But then the obvious counter would be like, they've scored six runs.
And the other thing I'd say with him is, he does have a bit of a flair for the dramatic, and so you take
Sadon does.
You take that away when you're bunting. So you can discuss all this.
No, that was dramatic.
Here on Jones.
Popping back up to the pitcher.
Yeah, not the drama you wanted. Jones and Keith, 617-779-7937. Justin is in Brockton. Hello, Justin.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Good.
Not nervous at all tonight. We beat ourselves. There's no way we're losing to a pitcher named Schnitzel. I'm calling the shot right here.
All right, well, that's a good point.
Sadon with the redemption tonight. Home run to left field just to get back at Boone when he hit one off of Wakefield way back whenever, and he broke my heart when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. Question for you guys right here. You ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Would you rather punch in the face Fernando Cruz, Jazz Chisholm, or Aaron Boone? Go.
Right now. Man.
Cruz.
Based on last night, Cruz.
Cruz.
Then Boone, then Chisholm.
I'm not even that mad at Boone anymore because they won in 04.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're asking me for like that calendar year in
that
between.
In that moment, it was at the top of the list.
Boone.
No, it's going to be Cruz.
Jazz Chisholm.
He can't hit me back, Kenny, in this would you rather.
Oh, no. Cruz would. I mean,
they would all destroy us.
I'd go fetal position. No,
it's one free shot, and then that's it.
One shot, and then you jump in a getaway car.
Then I could go.
Yeah, they just
me
peel
and
out.
Huddy can get back to Boston.
Cruz.
If that's the question, then Cruz.
It's Cruz.
It's Cruz. But he's calling a Sadon homer tonight.
I like
so you
that.
Heard it there first.
I don't know. Look, I don't
you
know if
you can't
that's
lose to a guy named Schnitzel.
Justin and Brockton and the Hogdale Vision Board, I don't know if those are going to overlap.
We'll find out in about an hour.
We will.
Yeah.
If Sadon going yard. It's interesting. I think the guy who's going to redeem himself tonight is Duran. I know I argued about this with Justin in D.C. earlier today. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
You know who I think it's going to be?
Who's that?
Not a redemption by any means. I think Yoshida. I think Yoshida puts one of the seats tonight.
Well, it'd be a redemption.
Yeah. I think it's like plus 850 if you want to get in on that.
Cash it, Nick.
That'd really
cash
be.
Cash it.
850 for a Yoshi?
He was right above Sogard.
Big fat short porch.
Yoshi
right?
Dong? Plus 850?
Let me look again.
Put it down.
Yeah, check that.
Yeah, you must have read that wrong.
Yeah, fact check that.
So you're saying there's better odds that the Patriots defense and special team scores a touchdown?
Yoshida is now plus 920.
Oh! Buying opportunity.
Definite buying opportunity. Yeah, yeah. Depending on where you shop, you got some boosts on that.
Oh, get Yoshi in there. He's going to have a few at-bats tonight. They're starting a righty. Yeah, he's the guy.
All right, mark it down.
Yep.
Okay.
Or it's just going to be three groundouts a second. We'll see.
Chuck is in Plymouth. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I just find it hard to believe that Ben Rice from Cohasset and then Schlittler from Walpole, the two guys that, eat, drink, sleep Red Sox, have the opportunity to do so much damage to us. But in regards to that play last night at third, the pitch runner with two outs, he's got to know to run that bag hard and not stop. He doesn't even need to be told by a coach to run. There's two outs there. If he's running around that bag full stride like he learned in instructional league or high A ball or college, he scores. The thing is, players today don't know fundamentals. because they got too much money in their pocket.
Chuck, he couldn't see the play.
Yeah, but
the
that's the
behind him.
Third base coach has to tell him to go or keep going. He stopped him. He's listening to his coach.
Told him to stop. Yeah.
But he just with two outs. You break that stop sign. You got
That's bad fundamentals. Ignore the coach and run through every stop sign. That's terrible fundamentals.
I also think there's a difference between like Nate Eaton running through a stop sign and like Trevor Story.
Yeah,
like Trevor Story.
Bregman, if he wasn't deathly slow,
but like
bad
Mookie
quads,
Betts when he was here, like there's certain players you would trust, and then like even if they're out there, like I'll wear it. No, whereas like Nate Eaton can't afford to do that.
Bregman pre-injury, Story, Mookie Betts. Yeah, like maybe. But I'd still say that's bad fundamentals. If you're ignoring your coach, I got to complain about fundamentals and tell him to ignore the coach.
By the way, I'm reading up on Ben Rice, who is from Cohasset. He also went to Nobles, which was in the St. Paul's League when I was there. He apparently, though, despite being from Cohasset, was always a Yankee fan and likes Derek Jeter.
Well, all the Schlittlers love the Yankees now, too. Yeah. All right. Well,
Rice also went to Dartmouth. Bit of a smarty pants.
Dork.
I like that.
Dork.
Socking dingers, though.
617-779-7937. Let's get into the matchups tonight. I think Aaron Boone could lose it on the lineup card.
Oh, I can't wait for the lineup to come out.
Let's get to that coming up next.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Alex, what's your pitching plan for tomorrow?
Connolly's going to start. Yeah.
And how do you feel the bullpen will be tomorrow with regard to guys like Garrett?
We'll check with Witt, right? Get a lot of treatment and see where we at tomorrow. But the rest, they're in good shape.
Connolly, a.k.a. Todd Early tonight in Game 3, Keith. Cora told us last night.
No pressure.
No
pressure, Connolly. So basically what he needs to do is split the difference between Garrett Crochet's otherworldly performance in Brian Bayo's poop sandwich. If you could somehow thread the needle, nobody's expecting you to be Crochet, but can you step over the bar that Brian Bayo left behind? Like, can you be a little bit better than Bayo? That's not asking a whole lot.
Nope.
Even for a rookie, even for a guy who's only made four big league starts, can you go four innings? Well, like, what is a successful start for, like, what's the baseline, I mean?
Successful
obviously,
start would be hitting that bet.
A complete game shutout.
Over 8.5.
No. But, like, what's the worst he could do where you're like, I'll take it?
Four innings.
Four and, like, a run? Two runs?
Oh.
Like, the whole line, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, four and you're winning is how I'd say it. You know what I mean? Like, even if you're down 4-3 and he gave you four innings, or up 4-3, I'd be like, okay.
Right. So it's like, it's a bullpen game-ish, right? Like, if the bullpen goes five innings and he goes four, I think he'll take it. I think he'll absolutely take it. I think Vegas is even suggesting that. If 8.5 outs is the over-under for early, they're expecting another quick hook from Cora. But this goes into, like, what lineup does Aaron Boone throw out there? Because they didn't play Ben Rice and Jazz Chisholm in game one. And it was like, well, they don't hit lefties.
Well, and Yankee fans were squawking about no Rice.
Yeah.
And Chisholm was pissed about, so he wouldn't talk to the media.
They were
the
both pissed. And then they both came out and were awesome in game two. Ben Rice homered in the first inning. And then Jazz Chisholm had that great, he drew a walk and then got all the way from first to home. And made the defensive play. So, like, all those guys were really good. So, and you're not going up against five-time Hoss of the Week, Garrett Crochet. You're going up against Connelly Early, who at best might throw five innings. So does he just say, I'm just going to start these guys? Or does he wait and say, well, I'll put them in the third inning? Like, it is sort of a game within the game, which I'm fascinated to see.
So I agree with that. Connelly Early, by the way, the first pitcher ever to start a winner-take-all postseason game within 30 days of his MLB debut.
That's wild.
Wild. Now, he also has extreme splits against lefties, which goes into, and it's a small sample size, right? Four starts. But lefties are 3-for-20 off Connelly Early with 13 strikeouts.
Oof.
So I think, and I don't know when the lineup comes out. It's a later game.
Probably five.
So up till then, I feel like the lineups in the postseason come out a little earlier, but I think he has until then to announce it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if Boone falls for it. And he puts Ben Rice in the game. He puts Jazz Chisholm in the game.
That'd be great.
I think that would be a mistake. And I think when we see the lineup, we're going to know a lot. If those guys are in, I think it's going well for the Red Sox. And maybe I have Boone miscast. I guess Boone is pretty loyal to the analytics. And, you know, there's a lot of direction from upstairs. Same that people say here about Cora. So we'll see when the lineup comes out. I think they should have a similar lineup to game one. And we'll see what he actually does. If he has Rice and Chisholm in there, I think he's overreacting to what happened last night, and I think that's better for Connelly Early, the way he's matched up against left-handed hitters. The other call tonight is for the Red Sox in their lineup. The one debate, we actually were into this earlier, and Lou agrees. I saw this tweet from Lou Merlone an hour or so ago.
Lou agrees with you or me?
Well, he agrees that it's the call tonight. He actually agrees with neither of us.
Ooh!
He says second base is the only call, because we want the lefties back in. Lowe's in, Abreu's in, Yoshida's in, Duran's in there. I think Duran's
going to
make a big play.
And the way things are going, real quick, like the lefties, Romy Gonzalez and Rob Refsnyder have awesome numbers against lefties all season long. Those guys were awesome. Mm-hmm. And they even put Refsnyder as the leadoff hitter, for God's sakes. Romy's hitting pretty high in the order. They went a combined 0-for-11 so far in the series. And so Fried and Rodon got those guys. So any kind of like advantage you might have had with those guys in there wasn't working. So I think it's great that it's a righty on the mound tonight, because I am looking forward to seeing Yoshida maybe get 3 or 4 at-bats against a righty. Low even. That's a guy I feel like is another one we haven't mentioned that could come up with a massive hit tonight.
I thought he was going to last night, and he did not. Yeah. But when he came in to pinch hit, I'm like, he hit the crap out of the ball in the first game.
Game
twice.
One, he stung one out
twice.
There. Yeah, twice, right.
And so I expected him to come through
plus
last night.
850 for a low home run.
Ooh.
850.
The numbers on this are kind of insane.
Well, I have a theory why. Lineup's not out yet. So, like, I wonder if that's a hedge against they don't even know who's going to
get in early.
I mean, I think that's something you want to bet early. Mm-hmm. I think not Todd early, but an early bet. I think that's something you want to do. So I would get Romy in there tonight. He's been a big part of what you've done all year. He's a veteran. He has hit, I mean, he hits lefties better, but he's 286 against righties this year. And he has not looked good in two games. But it's only two games. Sogard turned around once and hit from the left side in game one. It worked. He turned around a second time last night, and it didn't. Lou says second base is the only call tonight. He says it'll be interesting. Romy hasn't looked right. So that's like what Will told us yesterday. So now I'm like, they all know he's not right.
Yeah, he clearly isn't.
Sogard has played well, but he says, Keith, don't sleep on David Hamilton.
Yeah.
They love him against velocity.
Okay. They like Hamilton versus heaters.
Schlittler's got a heavy heater here tonight,
I guess. Well, this...
I don't see David Hamilton on the sportsbooks anywhere.
All right.
Okay. The field.
Off
He'd
the board.
Under the field.
Off the board.
So this season, Nick Sogard against right-handers is hitting under 200. And against lefties, he's hitting 371.
Okay.
So that might answer it. I mean, he does have a couple hits in the series, but again, it's a little bit different.
And one was flipped around from left. So look, he's had the bigger hit in the series. Right. Do you want to ride the hot hand? I think Boone would be making him. I guess Boone's is more complex because Boone would be going to the guys who did it all year and they were hot last night.
So what also scares me about...
But I think Boone would make a mistake by overreacting to last night's game, and I think the same for Cora. I would play Romy Gonzalez, but I do think I'm one of the only people saying that. Everybody else wants either Sogard or, in the case of Lou, Hammy.
David Hamilton also scares me in the field.
Same.
So if he has an error, that would not be like a second guess. That would be another reason why I would just go with Sogard. Or even if I had a power rank it, I'd go Sogard, Romy, Hamilton. By the way, Hamilton...
Because Lowe's at first. We all know Lowe's at first. So the question is, who is that second?
Romy, this... David Hamilton this season versus righties, 203. Versus lefties, 158.
So the guy who's hit righties best is Romy Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I that's who I would go with. Schlittler, by the way, pretty consistent against both righties and lefties. Lefties are hitting 222 with four homers. Righties 211 with four homers. The lefties have struck out much more. Speaking of Cam Schlittler.
Yep.
Pride of Walpole.
That's right.
Which apparently is downtown Boston.
It's not.
Here's another hateable Yankee. From Walpole, went to Northeastern, the Northeastern University. Here's Schlittler previewing game three tonight.
Have you fully converted your family to Yankee fans?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say so. Again, obviously growing up in Boston, you know, I take pride in being from Boston.
Wait a minute.
Again, when it came to, you know, my career and where I want to be, this is where I want to be. So, you know, they're full Yankee guys now. So, they don't wear it as much around in Boston just cause, but, you know, when they're here, they're very prideful about it.
Okay. Bigger liar. Bill Chisholm claiming he's from the North Shore. Georgetown is not the North Shore. Google.
No.
Or... Cam Schlittler.
I think Schlittler's the bigger liar.
And all the Schlittlers claiming that Walpole is Boston.
There's slightly more nuance with North Shore, South Shore.
Yeah.
Slightly more.
Yeah.
Where I feel like you're either from Boston or you're not. And when you're from Walpole, you're not from Boston.
No.
You could be our Sox fan. You could be a New Englander.
Oh, yeah.
You could be all these things.
Yeah,
that's
sure,
like, we all identify as New Englanders.
Be a great Red Sox fan. Yeah. Just don't tell people you're from Boston.
Again, obviously growing up in Boston.
Obviously.
You know, I take pride in being from Boston.
No, you sure about that?
You played stickball in the North End with Arcan growing up.
You went to Walpole High School. What are you talking about? You didn't go to East Boston with Wiggy.
Okay. Just another reason to hate this team tonight. Cam Schlittler and all the Schlittlers have turned their back on the Red Sox.
With no traffic, you're 42 minutes away from Boston. Let's knock it off.
Really, it's what, an hour and a half?
I lived in a different state, and I was as close to Boston.
I'm from
Vermont.
I'm from Vermont, Southern New Hampshire. I'm from as much downtown Boston as Walpole, for God's sakes. But again, he's turned his whole family against the Red Sox, allegedly, although we got a text earlier. His father, according to Wikipedia.
Inside source over here.
Chief of police of the Needham Police Department.
Yeah, but a guy who knows the dad said he's still rooting for the Sox.
Liar.
Yep.
He said he's lying. Which I said, I know he's lying. I'm not sure what he's lying about.
Something
in that answer was a lie. Either his family is still Red Sox fans. I know he's not from downtown Boston. Something in there is a lie. I know he's a liar.
Yeah.
So that's who you're facing.
Something
tonight.
Stinks.
It does.
It's Cam Schlittler.
It's a big pile of
profanity.
Big pile of Schlittler that it stinks. 617-779-7937. Rivalry's back on.
Oh, it's back.
Let's get to it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.